Morning walk, January 12th, 1974, Los Angeles.
Accepting a leader, one has to consider what is the position of the leader. They do not take such account. Now they calculate if the leader is very cunning, then he's qualified. They think that politics means cheating, cunning, bluffing, that is good quality. Lloyd George, sometimes before he came, he said consistency in politics is the qualification of an ass. He must be inconsistent. But here, this is different. Kasya Bartamanas, how he is situated. Especially in India, that if one is not God conscious, he is a third class Lascar. That standard is now gone. Now to become God conscious, to talk of God, is a business of primitive fools. They think like that, isn't it?
Yes.
They say they are realistic. We are not realistic.
Who is realistic?
They think that people who believe in God are not realistic.
Ah. And what is the realistic?
To work in social reform or politics.
Eh?
To work with social reform or politics is realistic.
Reform means they're continuously reformed. Then where is perfection?
But no standard.
No standard. Standard of reform that they do not know. Where from this swan came?
Oh, Krishna.
When the facilities are there.
Yes.
Nuga Maharaj stating that six devotees around the country now will be running for political offices. Hopefully just to inject Krishna consciousness into political arena.
He's one of them?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
He's also one of them?
No, no. Not with Nuga Maharaj. I'm one of them in this area. Here.
So which post you are going to contest?
United States Congress.
Senator?
Well, Congressman, there's two offices of the legislature, the Senate and the House of Representatives. In the for each state, there are two senators, no matter what the population. And for the House of Representatives, every so many 100,000 people, there's one representative.
That's like in England, House of Commons.
Yes.
And Senator, House of Lords.
That's right. Have been projected. One is that we preach very boldly and hold no bars, just make it known completely what our platform is. The other attitude is one of making our propaganda more palatable by saying we will, if elected, we will reinstitute prayers into schools and not tell them much more than that.
Why in this school? In every home?
Well, it was a very big issue several years ago where they used to have a prayer at the beginning of each school day. But then one demoniac lady, one atheist, she, by her, simply by her willpower, got the Supreme Court to rule that unconstitutional. Now school prayers are not allowed in schools anymore. Unless we make an amendment to the Constitution saying, yes, we can have a prayer in school, then that be allowed.
I mean, prayers are allowed unless there is scientific knowledge of God. That will not help. The prayer is still going on in the churches. What improvement? That becomes hackneyed. It requires training.
Then our political campaign should be educating the people in general as much as possible in the principles of Krishna consciousness.
Yes, that is. It is a taking chance to educate people.
We may not be successful at the beginning, but it's a good way of preaching, exposing to the general mass.
As they elect the congressmen generally to solve different social problems which are existing in the society, so in our campaigning process, should we try to show them practical application of the philosophy for solving all their social problems, or should we preach philosophically?
No. We should preach that stop these things. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating. Practically, it is there.
Should we also preach that
this is the real social problem?
Yeah.
Should we also try to introduce legislation immediately to close the slaughterhouses?
No. If you want good man, good leader, he must be free from all these sinful activities. Otherwise, there is no question of good leader, good man. There is no question. First principle is this. Just like a patient. He must abide by the prescription. You must do this, you must do not this. Then there is cure. And simply, he goes on in his own way. There is no value of consulting a physician. So the first program was that if you want really good leader, and if you want to become yourself also good, then you must give up this for sinful activities. Otherwise, all your scheme will be failure.
So we would tell the people that if we were elected, we would try to close the slaughterhouses.
No, that is revolting. Why you should say revolting something? You say that don't eat meat, that is slaughterhouse closing. If you say that we close your slaughterhouse, they will think that these are, what is called?
Radicals, idealists.
Yeah. But if you can induce them, that is also another process.
Through influence.
They agree, then automatically slaughterhouse will be closed. Right. If there is no customer for meat, the slaughterhouse will be closed. Just like Gandhi started this movement, non-cooperation. Don't cooperate with the British government. That was it. Because the Britishers are ruling India with the cooperation of the Indians. Otherwise, how they could rule? The soldiers were Indian, the police was Indian, the secretariat office, clerks, they are Indians, all Indians. But they manufacture in such a way that they are cooperating. So Gandhi took the route that you non-cooperate, and then the Britishers will automatically go away. That was his movement. Similarly, if we educate public that you must find out a leader who is free from this sinful activity, then he'll be happy. And you also give up. Otherwise, how will you be able to select such a leader? This will be our real problem. Otherwise, they will think that they're against our real joyful life. So these men are useless.
A lot of times I think...
You have to explain that if these things, sinful activities, you prolong, then you cannot become happy.
And people will ask us, if we get into office, what are we going to do? What's the first thing we're going to do? What can we do? Since there are many, many other legislators and many other senators, they say, you're only one man. How can you possibly change the country if we elect
that
you?
Therefore we are... Internally, we are not after the office, we are after educating people. Even if you go to office, you cannot do. Even if you give your manifesto that you will stop slaughterhouse and you are elected a senator, you cannot stop.
No.
Because their majority is there. If you say they will love, what is this nonsense saying? So even if you give any manifesto, you will not be able to carry out it because their majority is there. Simply, you can general way educate them. Or you can give what is there, there is no harm.
But there are many people in this country that would like to see prayer put back in schools. Even though they don't understand prayer, at least they like they're sentimentally attached to it. And it was one idea that if we at least say that we would try to get prayer put back in schools.
But prayer, without these things, background, there is no value of prayer.
Yet there are a lot of people that would vote for us on sentiment, at least, that at least we are for prayer in schools.
And it is all right. Yes. Prayer, to advise people to offer prayer is not bad. But unless one is purified, that will not stay. By prayer, they are still going to church, but still the churches are being closed.
Still, that could be influenced in the right direction afterward.
Influenced to a certain extent. But as soon as you say prayer to God, they love.
They what?
They love. Now, what is this God and prayer?
Well, some people won't. Some people are still, they still have at least a sentimental attachment to God. They would like to see at least a semblance of prayer in school.
Do something practical. Prayer means to chant the holy name of the Lord.
Yes.
If you have no holy name of the Lord, we are giving you. So, you have no expenditure. neither you have any loss. So why don't you try this?
Yes.
Chant Hare Krishna. This will be reasonable. Is it not? And if they actually chant Hare Krishna, they automatically, prayer and everything will be done.
But they would not be allowed to do it in school.
Huh?
They still would not be allowed to do it in school. There's a law against that, officially in school.
That you can introduce.
We should try to fight that.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, in the schools, now the senator have fixed up one date for prayer.
I'm sorry.
The
one
senator,
day, yes.
Oh, one day, yeah.
And some 30th or 31st April.
April.
Yes. April. So, if the government wants prayer, why they have prohibited in the schools?
Yes.
This is contradiction, point out. Yes. When this law was introduced due to inexperience. Now they're coming to experience that it has not helped us. Yes. Therefore, they're introducing prayer.
Yes.
So why don't you take it?
We should ride with that. We should try to get in on that. There's a great.
Otherwise, what is the use of introducing prayer again? They have experience that this, without prayer, things have failed. That's a fact. To take this part.
Yes, the schools are falling apart. Delinquency, and there's lots of criminal activity amongst the children in school. And even the teachers are walking out of the classrooms because of the violence in the schools and the lack of communication with their students.
And now in India, in examination hall, there is regularly police.
Yes.
Regularly, I've seen it. So what is the value of this education?
Yes.
There is regular police. Now there is no ordinary guard.
In fact, some people get killed. During the examination hall, people get killed.
Yes.
Sometimes people want to copy. And they, those people who are...
guarding?
Yes. They catch them and sometimes they get killed outside.
Yeah. Come out of the hall. Yes, there has been.
Especially in Calcutta.
Yeah.
In Calcutta, that way too?
Oh, yeah. I was in the examination hall, and in fact, people are very afraid to be large here. But now I heard that the government of India is going to change the system of examination. This red paper.
What is that?
That they will introduce the grade system, just like here in the United States, and then there will be open books, so that there will be nothing afraid of copying things. Open book examination.
Common sense. Set of plan, they say. Immediately he goes up. And man set of plan, you have to take position, you have to go so many miles like this, then you can. It is imitation. The airplane has also wings. But his wings is collapsed. But that wing you have to keep. Therefore, you require so much space.
Just like a vulture. Vulture, when the vulture wants to take off, run, just like an aeroplane, for some certain distance. They cannot just get up immediately. Vulture.
You scientists, you are like vultures. You have imitated vultures.
The symbol of the United States is an eagle, which is a bird of prey.
No, eagle, our symbol is also Guru, big eagle. Yes. Big eagle, Guru. And you know, Guru is not vegetarian. You know that?
Snakes.
Yes. He's not vegetarian. If one becomes a sincere devotee like Guru, we can allow him to become non-vegetarian. If you cannot give it up.
Jiva Tattva? Huh? Yeah, Garuda is from the Jiva Tattva, or he has an expansion?
No, he's Jiva Tattva. Jiva. Nitya Siddha.
Does that mean that there is some soul who can come under influence of Maya in the spiritual sky and some soul who cannot? Mm-hmm. Does that mean that in the spiritual sky, there's category of soul who cannot come under Maya and some category who can?
Yeah, that potency is there always.
Uh-huh. Is that the difference between Jiva, Jiva Tattva and Vishnu Tattva?
Yeah. Hmm? Vishnu Tattva is called Achyuta,
infallible.
Politics to the world of theology. One of the most misunderstood passages in the Western scriptures, things that are most speculation about, is the beginning of the book of John, where it is said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And that word, that Greek word is logos. And so many people have said so many different things about that passage. No one really understands it. I was wondering.
They cannot understand the absolute. God and God's word are not different. Otherwise, why we are after Bhagavad Gita? Because Bhagavad Gita is the words of God. They are as good as God.
It's absolute?
Absolute, yes.
We also said that. We said at the beginning the sound vibration Om was the Om.
Sabdhyat anamiti, Vedanta Sutra, sabdhyat anamiti, sabdhyat, by vibration.
It goes on to say then the Word then came down to earth and dwelt with man as Jesus Christ.
Huh?
The Word dwelt with man. Huh. This was, they say, Lord Jesus Christ was the Word incarnate.
Well,
incarnate means flesh. Incarnate means flesh, having come down in flesh.
But that's all right.
From our Krishna conscious standpoint, this means a person who is Jagat Guru, who is fully living Shastra, and therefore... Yes. Not different from the Word of God?
Yes. Because he's following the words of God. Therefore he's not different from the words of God. He's spectrum. Just like a lawyer is not different from the law. Therefore, he's called lawyer.
But like you were mentioning this morning in class, how they're cheaters. They're simply, say they're lawyers, but instead they're breaking the law.
Yes. Nowadays, big lawyer means who can tactfully break the law. That is good lawyer. They'll find out some flaw in the law and win the case. A man has committed murder, everyone knows, and if a lawyer can save him, then he's a good lawyer.
Yeah.
Right.
How to nullify the law,
yes.
He's a good lawyer.
Find that our administration and our government is composed of about 50 or 60% lawyers.
Like Nixon.
Yes. Pretty much so like Nixon.
What is the position of Nixon now?
He's getting more popular.
How?
Well, he couldn't get any less popular.
Huh?
He couldn't get any less popular.
Huh.
So now nothing's happened, so he's the only one available, so he's getting more popular. People forget.
Yeah.
They're all cheaters, so because he's a cheater, they feel he's one of them.
Huh? Yeah.
That's called representation.
Yes. People have become cheaters, therefore their representative is also cheater. You can make vigorous propaganda that this will not help without prayer, offering prayer to Lord. This has stopped. It is not good. And prayer means you chant the name of God. So there is no loss on your part. If there is some gain, why don't you try it? It will be very nice manifestation.
Certainly they have nothing more to lose. Huh? They have nothing more to lose.
But if you chant, it'll be gainer. And what is the heart? You chant and see the result.
Of course, they must follow the four regulated principles too.
Huh?
They must follow the four regulated principles too.
You can advise, even they do not follow, they'll later on follow.
Yes.
By chanting. Yes.
On our Sunday program, generally the guests do not follow the four regulative principles. But when they come, they become very blissful.
But one thing, when you make your propaganda, you must have the facility for chanting Hare Krishna. Or you are simply going to speak, no chanting.
No, we'll always have chanting.
We'll always be chanting.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We will not speak without first chanting.
Yes.
But still we have to talk to them. We still have to talk to them, though.
No, you can talk, but first of all, chanting. And request them to join the chant.
So, yeah. We will probably become known as the Hare Krishna Party, just like we became known as the Hare Krishna Movement.
Oh, how am I doing?